Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Okay, Cindy, I spoke, is there, gosh, what was her name? Eliquad?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. She gave me a confirmation number. I'm thinking this was roughly 10 days ago. I was supposed to receive a credit to my credit card for $56.95 plus $5.74. I have not received it. In the meantime, I was charged $67.32, but that was credited to my account. So I still have credit coming from you.
Okay, one moment. And what's your first and last name?
Joanne Gaffrey.
Okay, one moment. Still trying to locate your account. Okay, I do have your account pulled up. And then if you could verify for me, please, your address.
1234 Fourth Avenue North, New Rockford, North Dakota.
Okay, and I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the rest of your order. One moment.
Did you see your name is Cindy?
Yes, my name is Cindy.
I don't have an order. I
You
don't know where
do
this.
have you do have an order.
What's my order? Order of what?
I'm waiting for the system to retrieve your information. One moment. The system is still trying to retrieve your order. One moment.
Sure. Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so I have the account pulled up and I show that you ordered some type of kitchen appliance, and that was back in October. You paid $5.74. And then it also signed you up for what's called a shopping discount membership, where you receive a $125 gift voucher that allows you to shop
No,
online.
no. I did not do any of this. I have not received any kitchen gadget of any sort. I want this credited to my account, and I also want another confirmation number from you, and I don't want another charge again. And I'm sorry I'm taking it out on you. But your company is screwing people over.
I'm sorry you feel that way. So you never ordered a kitchen aid.
No, I
You
don't.
never
I have one.
completed a sweepstakes or a survey.
Not that I ever recall,
Okay,
but
because
I
someone
had to
has all
see.
of your information. I have your email address as Joanne C. Gaffrey 58@gmail.com. And it looks like the phone number you're calling them from matches also. Well, actually, no, the number that you're calling them from is different than what we have on the account. The number on the account is 701-555-5277. Whose number is that?
I have no idea. Nobody familiar to me.
Okay, hold the line for one moment so I can make additional updates, please.
Okay.
And again, you never completed the sweepstakes or entered in any type of contests or anything like that?
No.
One moment. Be right with you.
Okay.
And the system is processing the credit. One moment. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that $56.95. One moment.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
There's an additional $5.74 that goes with that.
I can't do anything about that. See, that's the entry fee for the sweepstakes that you entered. I'm only able to refund that $56.95.
You just got done saying that the phone number was not that number.
Mm-hmm.
It was not
number. Mm-hmm, but all of the other information is your information. So you were entered in that sweepstakes with that email address. That's the entry fee for the sweepstakes.
This is absolute bullshit.
One moment. Okay, well, you're all set. Everything has been updated, canceled out. Your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process the credit.
Okay, I want a confirmation number.
The cancellation number is going to be C for cancel, 261.
261.
965.
965.
492.
492. Okay, that is a cancellation number for what?
For the $56.95 charge.
Okay. Whoever charged this, I want that membership stopped.
The account's canceled. We have no idea. All the information is your information other than the phone number.
Okay, can you give me that phone number again? I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll have to submit it over to corporate, but I can't provide you with it. Just for
Why?
Legal
you
reasons.
Just
for legal reasons.
Me.
Well, I asked you, was that your number? You said no. So we'll send it over to corporate.
You know, that's bullshit.
Have a great day. Ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Care.